KFM 51155 or WhatsApp 0833 97 97 97. Now, I'm joined on the line by Lisa O'Hare. She's Media Liaison Officer with Human Life International Ireland. Lisa, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Ciara. It's lovely to be with you.
Likewise, you have taken issue with an article published in the Times Ireland. Why?
We just believe that this article showed a shocking intolerance to Catholics who are struggling with their sexuality, Ciara.
Now, the article was on gay conversion therapy, and that was the headline, Dangerous Gay Therapy. And your press release, and you've just noted, struggling with sexuality. Where's the confluence between those two things for you?
Well, let me give your listeners some context. This article was an undercover piece where a journalist posed as someone who was struggling with their sexuality and looking for support and help. And when they tried to find it, there was none. The article proceeded to make it clear that they attacked an organisation that didn't even exist in Ireland. Such was the venom for any organisation that would help or seek to help Catholics who are struggling with their sexuality. And we think this is abhorrent.
And by struggling, was it your sense that the journalists in question were seeking to obtain conversion therapy of some kind or support in the general sense?
Well, anyone seeking support in the general sense should be free to do so. And people who are looking for the church and to give them guidance on how to live a full and true and beautiful life should be free to get the care that they need. We believe that the church offers such truth in life and does not discriminate. And the only conversion that we as Catholics are interested in for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters is a conversion of heart, where we can all support each other in being faithful to the gospel.
I think people's general concept of conversion therapy is that it is designed to make people not be as they are. And I know that the Catholic Church is welcoming of people if they are gay, but only if they don't practice homosexual sex. Is that correct?
I think the article was seeking to go down this route of conversion therapy, which is not the point. There's no one that I know that offering such therapy. What people need is support, spiritual support, fraternity and guidance within a community that they want and that they enjoy being part of. This whole idea of God has created us, man and woman, he has created us to live life to the full, and he's given us all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to help us as we strive to live, you know, this moral life. He's given us the beautiful gift of the sexual act for husband and wife, and he's calling every one of us to greatness. The church does not discriminate against anyone. It's calling all of us to greatness. And this article seeks to use words like suppression, or that somehow the church has in store a life of misery and pain for certain members of the congregation, which is absolutely not true.
No, but the church has been quite clear in its statements that whilst people who are gay are absolutely welcome as members of the congregation, they cannot live out an intimate sexual life in that manner and continue to be welcome members of the congregation.
But this is where the world is trying to peddle the lie that success and fulfilment, happiness and joy can only come through sex alone. That is simply not the case. We are called to a rich and a full life. And again, as I say, the beautiful gift of sexual act with all of its intricate beauty and fascination for the world is for a husband and wife. And whilst we're all called together...
Only husbands and wives.
Only husbands and wives. That is what the church teaches. The sexual act is only for husband and wife. And this is a truth that the world struggles with. We know that. And why is
well, that's the teaching of the Catholic Church. Whether it's objective truth or not is a matter, I suppose, for a different day. But that's certainly
absolutely
its dogma.
Yes, that's a theological discussion all itself.
and then, so in your view, Lisa, there is no conversion therapy that may be based on or derived from a Catholic teaching currently available in Ireland?
No. This whole article just seeks to use a headline that's going to draw people in. The article is not about, there is no conversion therapy in this context that's available in Ireland, nor sought to be. No one is seeking to convert someone other than to convert their hearts. But what the article inadvertently brought up was that someone who is genuinely seeking support and to live out the teachings of the Catholic Church has nowhere to turn. And this is an area for us as Catholics to reach out to our brothers and sisters to offer them such support. And not only...
What do you mean, Lisa, by support in this context?
Well, the worrying tone of the article is that we are not allowed to share the good news of the gospel. The good news of the gospel that the church, that Jesus Christ offers us authentic love, authentic freedom, peace and joy. And somehow that this is offensive to people, that we can proclaim this truth and that we can help people. We all struggle to live out the church's teachings. We all struggle to turn away from sin. We're all made human, and we've all the capacity to sin, but we're given the support of the church through the sacraments and through each other to aid us as we stray to live this moral life. And the point of our article was that there's a very strong undercurrent here saying that if anyone dares offer our brothers and sisters any sort of message of truth or support that is contrary to what that they are suggesting, is that this is offensive and that this should be banned. The word banned was used. This is against our religious freedom. This is against our freedom of assembly. And it's absolutely abhorrent in this day and age that someone who is choosing to follow what the church teaches is not allowed to do so. Where is the choice and the freedom? We are inviting people. There are certainly members of Irish people who choose to live their ways in whatever way that they decide. God has given us freedom. But for those who want help, who want support, who want to understand the church's teachings, we should be free to give them what they are hungry for. And what we're hungry for is a message of good news, as I said, of life and freedom. And there's no... The Lord does not offer us misery and suppression. Mm.
I don't think, in fairness to the journalist behind the article, that there was any question of impinging of your right on freedom of assembly or freedom of religion.
Well, they said that this should be banned. The words used were that this should be banned.
There seems to be a conflation or a derivative between this issue and conversion therapies. And there is a bill, a third stage in the Senate, called the Prohibition of Conversion Therapies Bill.
Well, I'm not familiar with that bill per se. I don't even know what conversion therapy is claiming to be or do.
Conversion therapy is a therapy whereby people in the general course of events of a Christian or Catholic tradition would engage in therapies in order to make people not gay anymore.
There's no such thing as making someone one way or the other.
That's the basic tenet of the therapy.
It's a very grey area in terms of how people want to limit free speech and to limit religious freedom, because you could call it anything. I want to make you less angry, or I want to make you one way or the other. I mean, they're trying to create a bill which will in a roundabout way try to inhibit people for saying that you have another option. You have one option, yes, to embrace the gay lifestyle in whatever way you want, but you have another option.
But then there's the argument that being gay is not a lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle choice. It's the same as having blue eyes, brown eyes, whatever colour eyes you have. It is an integral part of who you are.
The church teaches that your sexuality is an integral part of who you are. But by defining yourself in one way or another regarding your sexuality, is to define yourself other than a child of God.
Heterosexual people frequently define themselves by their sexuality, and that's grand.
Well, we are calling everyone to embrace their identity as a child of God first and foremost, because the LGBT community want us to look beyond their sexuality on one hand, and then they're labelling themselves by their sexuality on the other. You know, you can't have both. You want to look beyond what you've deemed your sexuality, and this is what the church seeks to do. They look into the heart of the person.
But only if you don't engage with your sexuality.
Well, as we said before at the beginning of the piece, the beautiful gift of the sexual act is only for husband and wife. And that is a call to everyone. The church does not discriminate. That is a call for each one of us. And that has its many challenges across the board, as we've seen from the challenges, the abortion, and we see through contraception, IVF, all of these issues are because we are not embracing the church's teaching that sexual act is only for husband and wife. It is God's plan for us as individuals.
Okay, Lisa, unfortunately, Lisa, time is very, very much against me. I want to thank you for being so generous with your time.
We could talk forever.
We certainly could.
Appreciate your time.
Lisa O'Hare, Media Liaison Officer at Human Life International Ireland. Thank you for joining us.